This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. State Representative Dan Flynn comes from the tiny town of Van, about an hour east of Dallas. Yet the small-town Republican may be the key figure in the Capitol to save troubled pension funds in Dallas and Houston. Dan Flynn, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
My pleasure.
Were you surprised when you dug into this?
When the speaker called me in his office and wanted me to be the chairman of pensions, I told him, I said, I've been trying to avoid that committee for about 12 years, and now you're making me chairman. So I knew that there were some issues that were out there. I did not know what a crisis we had slipped into. There are 93 pensions in the state of Texas, not counting Houston and Dallas. 36 of them are actuarially unsound to the tune of $66 billion.
And it's unusual, isn't it, that the state legislature has this kind of domain over city pension systems?
Well, what the deal is this. The legislature, what we do is we allow them, we pass legislation to allow cities to have pension programs. Mm-hmm. And then local control is what we've always wanted. They run them. Now, when they get into a hole like the Dallas and Houston and several others are in, then we have to step in, because in the case of Dallas, for example, they've lost three different bond ratings, and they're dangerously close to losing another rating. And when that happens, then it could affect the state of Texas bond rating, and we enjoy the greatest bond rating that you can have. So that makes it a priority for us.
Mike Rawlings, the mayor of Dallas, spoke to your committee last week. He left optimistic that you might reach a compromise, yet he told the Dallas Morning News the city's being, quote, bamboozled. Some critics accuse him of moving the goalpost. How do you see it?
I think that at this point, and I told him, I didn't think that he was dealing in good faith, because everything that we have been doing, he's been right along with us all along, and what he's wanting to do is move back to where we started. And I'm highly offended that he would say that we've bamboozled him. I looked the word up in the dictionary, and I didn't like the definition.
The mayor says the city's being asked to hamstring vital services to guarantee a bailout for the pension fund. Do you see it that way?
No. I said there's three things that we need to accomplish. Number one, we got to bring the actuarial soundness. We got to be sure that the retired members that are retired will continue to have their pension. And then we want the new people coming in and the ones that are working right now to know that they're going to have a pension that is going to be viable for them when they start drawing it. And to say that it's a bailout, or to say that anyone has moved the goalposts, those have been our three requirements from the day one. We've been working on this really for almost 2 years. It seems like, I don't know whether he got a new lawyer, or I don't know whether maybe they finally read some of the work. But the bottom line is, we've never moved the goalposts. We've outlined a program that I believe is one that has been agreed to as we go along. But every time we get what we believe is an agreement, then they want to take another issue out.
Well, at this point, do you even need the mayor? Can the legislature just, you know, impose a solution?
Well, I want to have a bill that works for the city. I don't want to put the city in a situation that they can't work with. But the pension board has a lot of blame or responsibility that they didn't own up to. And the city never did fill board member positions. And those board members that were there did not show up for meetings. And when you don't show up, you still have that fiduciary responsibility.
Now, in the same legislative session, you've been wrestling with the Dallas pension problems. You've also sent on a plan to take on Houston's pension issues. How differently have those two situations played out in Austin?
Well, in the Dallas situation, it was more of the pension board and the city were not getting along. In the Houston situation, basically, they were not putting the money into the plan that they were required to. So their approach has to be different. We don't do a cookie cutter. We like local control. We like for the local people to be able to solve their problems, and we want to, you know, we'd like to be the arbitrator to help them in the event. And I've told them initially, I told them all, I said, you know, if you don't fix it, I will. You will not like my fix. We're not going to allow pensions of the two largest cities in Texas go under.
Do you think it's good public policy to have legislators in Austin determining the future of pension systems in Dallas and Houston?
Well, if we're going to authorize a city to set up a pension, then we have to have oversight to it. And it's the way the law is written, they have the financial responsibility. But if they are letting it go under or they're letting it create problems, then because we authorized a plan or a pension, we have to step in or we would be neglectful in our responsibilities.
State Representative Dan Flynn, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.